Trump, what was it like hearing the Access Hollywood tape?
Are you worried about Stormy Daniels testifying against you?
Where's Melania?
Look, there's been a lot of highlights or lowlights in the Donald Trump criminal trial in Manhattan that we've been discussing, but I think it's important to mention just how devastating this stuff is to, like, Melania Trump and Melania Trump v. Donald Trump. Like, whenever Melania's name has been mentioned in testimony during the criminal trial, it's basically in the context of Donald Trump not caring about her at all and Trump caring about himself. But at the same time, that's what the testimony is. Donald Trump then goes out in the hall and tries to either use Melania or their kid together, Barron, as ways to try to build sympathy with the public. And Donald Trump tries to say things like, it's Melania's birthday and I don't get to spend time with Melania. How unfortunate. Or, I've been thinking about going to Barron's graduation for such a long period of time, and now I can't go to Barron because Barron's graduation, because the judge is keeping me here, which is just entirely false. He's just like, Donald Trump is like just further exploiting and using Melania and Barron as a pawn to conjure like sympathy. It is so disgusting. Just take a look at what the testimony was this week when David Pecker from AMI, who was involved in the catch and kill schemes whereby he was paying for bad stories about Donald Trump and not publishing them. Like, he paid off Karen McDougal, a woman that Donald Trump was having an affair with while Melania was pregnant and had just given birth to Barron. I mean, look, take a look at Melania right there with the stroller, and here's what Donald Trump was up to. That's Karen McDougal. So leading up to the 2016 election, the National Enquirer, which was led and owned by David Pecker, they would buy these stories like from Karen McDougal and her and Donald Trump relationship where Trump was cheating on Melania, and then they would kill the story so that it wouldn't be published before the 2016 election. So Pecker was asked by the prosecutor whether Donald Trump's concern about the stories getting out about McDougal and others was primarily about his family, or was it about the campaign? And Pecker responded, I thought it was for the campaign. Question to Mr. Pecker by the prosecutors. After Mr. Trump announced his candidacy for the presidency, did he ever express concern to you for how Melania Trump would think about his affairs? And the answer by David Pecker was no. At the same time, we expect that Karen McDougal will be testifying in the next week or two about her relationship with Donald Trump. And with the background of all of that, though, Donald Trump goes out in the hallways to try to, conjure sympathy with MAGA and says, look, today was Melania's birthday, and I'm not celebrating with her because I'm stuck in this freezing courtroom. Here, watch what Donald Trump did at the end of last week. Play this clip.
Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it. I want to start by wishing my wife, Melania, a very happy birthday. Be nice to be with her, but I'm at a courthouse for a rigged trial. It's a rigged trial. Terrible. But we're doing very well in this rigged trial. Everybody knows it. Yes.
And by the way, Trump pulled the same thing the week before with Barron Trump. And Donald Trump was like, this is so unfair. I'm not going to get to see Barron's graduation. He's been looking forward to me being there for so many years. It's on Friday, May 17th, and the judge is not letting me go to Barron's graduation. It's entirely false. The judge didn't make a ruling one way or another. But don't let that get in the way of Donald Trump, like, using Barron or using Melania to be yet another part in the lies that he tells. So here's the video right here of Donald Trump and his key legal advisor, Tom Fitton. So Tom Fitton made this video. And this is, again, Fitton's not an actual lawyer. He's not a licensed lawyer, but he's the one who Donald Trump relies on for all of the top legal advice. I would say he's probably Donald Trump's top legal advisor. who's not a licensed lawyer. And this is the video of him like making a sad face as Donald Trump talks about not being able to go to Barron's graduation. Play the clip.
So I just want to thank you very much, but I can't go to my son's graduation, that I can't go to the United States Supreme Court, that I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be. It's perfect for the radical left Democrats. That's exactly what they want. This is about election interference. That's all it's about. Thank you very much.
So let's talk about, though, what's going on, you know, in the courtroom. And again, the catch and kill scheme by David Pecker was they first bought the story of like a doorman at Trump Tower who may have had dirt on Donald Trump. Turned out the person really didn't, but they paid off the doorman like $30,000. And then they moved on, and then they paid Karen McDougal off, National Enquirer did, to buy the life rights to her story about her relationship with Donald Trump. And so, as I mentioned, while Melania was pregnant and then gave birth, Trump was cheating on Melania with McDougal. And then Donald Trump cheated on McDougal, who he was cheating on Melania with Stormy Daniels as well. And then the National Enquirer bought McDougal's story. They didn't feel comfortable buying Stormy Daniels' story, so Michael Cohen ended up buying the story of Stormy Daniels, and then Trump signed the checks, and then that's what Cohen's going to be testifying to. So just so you know what Karen McDougal will be testifying to, here's what Karen McDougal says about her and Donald Trump. This is from a few years ago with Anderson Cooper. Play the clip.
You said you had sex that first time. All these times you saw him, this was an ongoing sexual relationship.
Absolutely.
Can you estimate how many times you actually saw him?
I can tell you we saw each other a minimum 5 times a month, up to bigger numbers per month. So we,
over the course of how long?
So we were together 10 months before I chose to end it. So we saw each other quite frequently.
So dozens of times you were together.
Many dozens of times,
and
yes.
You were intimate.
Yes.
Many dozens mm-hmm. of times. Did he ever use protection?
No, I didn't.
Was that something you thought about, or it didn't concern you at the time?
You know, we talked about it right beforehand. He was starting to, and then he's like, I don't like these things. And, you know, we discussed things, do you, blah, blah, blah. And we were just honest with each other, and we didn't use any.
And then in terms of what Stormy Daniels will be testifying to, here she was on Jimmy Kimmel. Play the clip.
That is so disturbing.
If you had to, the lineup you mentioned, and picking it out of a lineup, which of these mushrooms, orange mushrooms, would most represent the commander-in-chief of the United States military?
Can you hold it up so it's coming at me at the correct angle?
Yes. They might fall off, though. Oh! Is this the one?
It's a nubbin!
A what?
It's a nubbin! It's a little nubbin!
Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you are sleeping well, you could perform at your best mentally and physically. Introducing Beam's Dream Powder, a science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been an absolute game changer for my sleep. I drink Beam's Dream Powder each night in order to get my optimal sleep, and I have to say, I would not be recommending this if it didn't actually help me. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Other sleep aids could cause next day grogginess, but Dreams contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MEIDAS and use code Midas for up to 40% off.
Here's Melania right here. And as Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, who used to be Melania's closest friend, put in a post, I sat across from Melania Trump on her airplane and took this photograph on my iPhone. Believe me, she knows. She and he are one in the same. By the way, there she is at the party with her, Donald Trump, and then you see Karen McDougal right there as well. You know whose birthday Donald Trump truly didn't miss, though? Right there, Alina Haba, Donald Trump's other league. You have Tom Fitton and Alina Haba, Donald Trump's top legal advisors, and Trump was able to make the birthday of Alina Haba. But as our editor-in-chief, Ron Filipkowski, pointed out, this was a post that was made from last year. Filipkowski talked about how on April 26, 2023, on Melania's birthday, that Donald Trump made 30 different posts, and not one of them were wishing Melania happy birthday last year. But Lindsey Graham did. Happy birthday at Melania. Melania was a wonderful first lady. She really wasn't. I wish her and her family all of the best. And Ron Filipkowski just wrote, yeah, this was Melania's birthday last year. He wasn't with her then. So you see what's going on in court. You're seeing what's going on outside of court. And it's not surprising, though, that Melania is like not showing up to the court, nor is Barron, nor none of Donald Trump's kids have showed up to court. And she's not even really showing up to events at Mar-a-Lago. She went to this one event that was like billed as a LGBTQ Republican log cabin event, but it was like real, like quite literally like 10 or 15 people in the room. It was like a very small gathering and she just walked down in Mar-a-Lago, but she did not attend this other event where Trump tried to get her to show up by like giving her an award. And so one of Trump's like MAGA people were like, we want to give you, Melania, an award for helping the children. Like she didn't help the children. We want to give you an award for helping the kids. And Melania refused to show. So as they were giving the award to Melania, she wasn't there. So they gave the award, to Donald. And think about it. She's not... There's a whole trial going on about how Donald Trump like consistently cheated on her with like multiple different people. And so she ain't showing up to these. She ain't showing up to these events. And then Donald Trump would buy them off and pay them off. Here, play this clip.
Put on board. We want to take this opportunity. I know my first lady couldn't get here, but we want to give Melania Trump the Child Advocacy Award because she said she did so much for children when she was first lady. So sir, this is for Melania's certificate.
You know, and it's interesting too, because when you think about the money that Donald Trump used to pay off the doorman, it was like $30K. Stormy Daniels and McDougal, you add them up, was like another $360,000. So you put all of those numbers together and just call it, round them up, and say about $400,000. So $400,000 is about slightly less than what Melania has used to pay her stylist, using Donald Trump's political action committee money. Although Alina Haba's been paid by Donald Trump over $3.5 million from the political action committees to basically lose all of the cases that she's been involved in with him. By the way, I've told the story before, but you know how Donald Trump, met Melania, right? Melania was recruited by a modeling agency run by this guy named Paolo Zampoli, who would recruit Eastern European women and bring them to the United States. And then he would introduce the Eastern European women as part of his modeling agency in at these parties he would throw at the Kit Kat Club. So he would bring Eastern European women in and hold parties at the Kit Kat Club, introduce them to wealthy Manhattan businessmen. And one of them was Donald Trump, and that's how Trump met Melania. The year before, Donald Trump was introduced to a woman by Ghislaine Maxwell, who was Jeffrey Epstein's right hand, and they called her Madame Maxwell. So, whatever. The whole thing is just gross. But anyway, there you have it. That's how Donald met Melania. What a lovely story. And then that brings you to 2024, what's going on in the courtroom. All right. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million together. Have a good one.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.